In Southern Africa, you're having Malawi, which has the most important number of cases, but there are four other countries. And if you go to the Horn of Africa, where we are having other complications due to drought, you have Somalia, you have Kenya, you have Ethiopia. And these are complex situations because, in parts of Ethiopia, there is insecurity, and almost in all of Somalia, there is insecurity. If you go to the Great Lakes, we're having cases in Burundi, we're having cases in Tanzania, and just a few days ago, we're having cases in another highly insecure country called South Sudan. So I think these are the situation we are having now. And I think if we don't intervene rapidly, we may have to come to a more serious situation.
And this appeal that you have, what exactly will it be used for to support these communities? I know, of course, there are m multiple different factors depending on where you are, but what will it be used for?
Well, but cholera is a disease which is due to infection because of consumption of either water that is contaminated or food that is contaminated. And these regions we are talking of are already going through drought. They are already going through a situation of very bad wash situations. Water and sanitation is bad. So we have to be able to provide water for these communities. In addition to that, you have to ensure that the communities are engaged, they participate, and there is what we call social behavior change, risk communication, and community engagement to get them engaged. So those are the two big components. But outside that, we have to support case management as well, making sure that the people who unfortunately get infected by cholera have access to the treatment centers. And in the treatment centers, we have to provide supplies, which basically are infection prevention and control supplies and treatment supplies to be able to take care of these patients and ensure that you have human resources that are not only competent, trained, but they're also motivated to be able to take care of these people.
And you spoke of the statement itself, and you mentioned extreme weather patterns. Of course, we're seeing the drought in East Africa. We're also seeing Cyclone Freddy, which has made a return, an unprecedented rare return, now has hit Madagascar, is on its way to Mozambique. Can you talk about that and how, these extreme weather patterns are really affecting your work in handling diseases such as cholera?
I think you're very right. Climate change is a challenge, big challenge. Either we have problems of access to water, no water, drought, like the case of the Horn of Africa, which has its own consequences, or we have too much water, which are the situations brought about by the cyclones and the floods that not only unearth all the feces and other things that are going to contaminate the water that people are consuming, but also destroy homes and keep these people out of their normal habitat and exposing them to bigger risks because they don't have access to the sanitation that they have to be able to prevent themselves from infection, not only of cholera, but other diarrhea diseases.
And right now, per your estimations, the death toll is around 1,700, a little bit higher than that. Can you talk about that and what steps are being taken to alleviate and keep this number as low as possible?
If you're talking about the death toll for cholera, I think we are struggling to ensure that we keep the cholera case fatality rate below 1%. Below 1%. And for us to do that, we have to break three delays. The first delay is community engagement so that people seek for help on time. The second delay is ensuring that we have the treatment centers that are as near to the population as possible, or means of referring this population from their homes to the treatment centers.
And let's wrap this up on the topic of prevention. Looking at all the underlying issues that have exacerbated cholera throughout Eastern and Southern Africa, what are some things you can tell the audience, our parents, particular for their children, in terms of prevention? What can they do in the confines of what is available to them?
Well, number one is they have to understand the symptoms of cholera and they have to seek for help immediately. Number two is cholera is one of the most simple diseases to understand is by ingestion of food or water that is contaminated by the bacteria. So they have to ensure that water that they are consuming is clean and potable, and they have to simply wash their hands with water and soap before meals and after using the toilet, and making sure that the environment is clean. They are very simple things, but difficult to do because of protracted development issues that maybe were not there and which needs to be there.